Hey, welcome to another episode, another mini-sode actually, for the Love of Group Fitness. So I'm Ancio, and I'm your regular host. And today, for this mini-sode, I wanted to dive into a topic that has been on my mind quite a lot lately. And that is the whole concept of constantly changing workout routines in group fitness classes. And I guess the reason this is on my mind is because if you're a Les Mills instructor in the UK right now, you'll be busy prepping to launch the new releases over the next few weeks. In fact, a couple of Sundays ago, I ran a practice session for Body Balance 100 at my studio and also on Zoom. And it was really lovely to see some of you in the flesh and on the screen. Now, this is one thing that I hear a lot over the years, right? And I see posts about it on social media. I get private messages about it of instructors saying that their participants get bored with the choreography or with the lesson plan, with the routine. And this is regardless of whether it's a Les Mills program where, you know, each quarter we get a new release, or whether it's yoga teachers lesson planning on a weekly basis, and sometimes even on a daily basis, right? In terms of Les Mills, I do get people who say, you know, oh, this is so, you know, similar to a previous release and my participants are bored with it, etc. Or, you know, there's nothing new, there's no fancy moves in this particular release. If your yoga teacher, Pilates teacher, could be that it's just planning on a daily and weekly basis to keep your participants engaged, right? Because you say, oh, well, they get bored and they want something more that they can sink their teeth into. So I'm going to call you out on that. Okay, so have you ever considered the potential drawbacks of this approach? Not just for you, but also for your class participant. Now, if you've been in my world for a while, you know, this is something that you would have heard me talk about and explain why. And in actual fact, with my kind of yoga ambassadors, I create a lesson plan for them, a new lesson plan for them on a monthly basis. And this year, I've been doing it for years, but this year we've actually kept to the season. So there is similarity over the 3 months of each season. And by doing that, we can actually evolve the practice over the 3 months. So each month has a different theme, but it's still tied in with the season. All right, so what I wanted to share with you on this mini-sode is my perspective on why actual consistency can be as valuable as variety in terms of your lesson plan and your classes and your choreography. So let's start by acknowledging that repetition is crucial in skill development and progression. I think sometimes we forget that people are coming to classes and they want to get better, they want to improve, and it is fitness, and so they are learning and cultivating new skills and new techniques. I remember my days of teaching body combat. You know, it took me a long time to perfect, not even perfect, to feel like the uppercut is an uppercut, right? It took me such a long time because my background was Taekwondo as a martial art and we didn't do uppercuts. And if I then think about Taekwondo, the front kick was fine. I started learning Taekwondo when I was 13. Front kick was fine. The roundhouse kick was fine. But the side kick, you know, for the life of me, it took me forever, right? And this was training twice a week, every week. And then one day, just one day, it clicked. And I felt it. I felt what the side kick was meant to feel like. You know, and I've never lost it since, right? So repetition is crucial if we're talking about skill development and progression. I also understand that there are participants who come purely for the fun, but they've usually got more reasons than just to have fun. It could be that they want to improve their fitness levels. It could be that they want to feel more vital. They want to feel healthier. They have a chronic back pain and they want to, you know, see that improve. They want to be able to lift heavier weights. You know, there's always more than one reason. So when a participant attends a class multiple times, they have the opportunity to refine their technique, to build strength, to improve their flexibility, to improve their coordination, right? I mean, some of the more dance-based classes, which, you know, I do not teach, you know, and even then I find, you know, when I join in a dance class, be it Body Jam or something else, if that's the first time I've done the class for a long time, even I've just got to focus on my feet, or even step classes. You know, gosh, I used to teach freestyle step years and years and years ago, but haven't been on a step for ages. And last summer went along to a couple of body step classes. And I was like, okay, just don't talk to me with regards to my arm lines, because I'm just trying not to fall off the step. I was just trying to think, you know, about my feet and where I'm placing my feet so that I don't go over my ankle, for example. So repeating movements reinforces muscle memory. And when that happens, it leads to better execution and increased efficiency. So whilst changing routines can be exciting, of course it is, right? It's also important not to underestimate the value of repetition in helping our participants master the movements and truly experience the benefits of group fitness. Because in my 30 plus years of teaching, there has never been a class where everyone's technique is perfectly spot on. Never. Right? Even when trainers and presenters get together, you know, I'm not saying we need to seek perfection, because, you know, far from it, because we're all different. We're all built differently, right? And variety is essential for training effect on the body and the mind. But we can educate our participants and ourselves on the training effect and what we're attempting to achieve with a particular exercise, with a particular routine, a type of class, or a yoga pose or Pilates move. One of the key benefits of consistency is just exactly this, is the ability to master proper form and technique. You know, think about it. Think about the participants that, you know, over the years have come up to you and asked, oh, you know, I just don't get that. I mean, I did some maternity cover for a few months this year for Body Pump, and, you know, people were struggling with their squat technique, and they're saying that, oh, my knees hurt. You know, and just being able to spend a little bit of time and educating them about, you know, their stance and how they're moving in and out of the squat, you know, makes a big difference. It makes a big difference that goes beyond the studio. You know this. You know, it flows over into their life and how they get up off a chair, sit down in a chair, go up and down the stairs, right? And so if we just change things so often, then they don't get to master proper form and technique for them, specifically for them. When participants are familiar with the exercises, they can focus on refining their movement, right? Engaging the correct muscles and improving their overall performance. Consistency also allows us to assess our participants' progress more accurately. Okay, we get to monitor their growth, we get to track their milestones, and provide targeted feedback. This personalized attention can be transformative for individuals seeking continuous improvement and tangible results, because there will be a percentage of people that come to your classes who want to either improve their technique, improve their dance technique, improve the weights that they're lifting, improve their fitness levels, you know, improve their flexibility, all right? There's also the cumulative effect of doing a class or program repetitively and consistently for a set period. And this is missed if we change things daily or weekly. So we've got the variety. So if you're teaching it, you know, a class, let's say if you're doing freestyle and you change your class every week, it's great because these people get to, you know, really have to like use their brains with coordination, etc. But in terms of the training effect, that may not be as impactful because if they're busy thinking about how they're moving, they're not necessarily, because the choreography is different, then they're not able to work as efficiently, or they're not able to work as hard and get the results that they may be looking for. Another aspect we must consider is the sense of community that develops within the group fitness class. By maintaining a consistent routine, participants can forge deeper connections with each other and also form a support system, right? The familiar faces, the shared experience, and collective progress along the way. Okay, so that can create a strong sense of belonging and motivation as well. So by constantly changing routines, we risk disrupting this sense of community and making participants feel like they're always starting from scratch. So let's embrace the power of consistency and encourage our participants to build lasting relationships and find support in their fitness journeys. And what about us? You know, half the time we feel compelled to mix things up, to, you know, create a new lesson plan each week or each class, right? It's only perhaps because you're teaching the same class and choreography several times a week. I don't know how many times you're teaching, but, you know, the average full-time group exercise instructor in the UK teaches around about 15 classes a week, 15 to 20. Some teach more, and obviously some teach way less. But if we're teaching a particular class, like, for example, if I'm teaching something like body pump or body balance several times a week, of course I'm going to get bored. My body's also going to get used to that particular class, right? So I'm no longer challenged. And that is one reason that we may think, oh, we need to, you know, we were changing it. And we're almost like, I did say I was going to call you out, right? Earlier on, you know, it's almost like we're giving ourselves an excuse to say, oh, our participants get bored. That's only because you're bored. You know, I've never in my life asked my participants, oh, what track do you fancy it for me to teach next week? You know, I've never done that. Because ultimately, I am there to look after them. So I'm there to create the best experience for them, regardless of whether it's an experience, a community experience, or whether it's a fitness training experience. Yeah. If I just ended up doing classes, okay, so if it's a one-off class, fair enough. But, you know, if I end up mixing things up all the time, then I'm just going to end up teaching stuff that I enjoy and I love. And that might not be what some people are looking for when they come to class. Besides, you know, life is so much easier if you lesson planned or had to learn a different choreography once a month, for example, instead of every week. Or every class, because life is busy enough, right? Life is busy enough. And here's another point. The art of coaching to finesse. Because I found, like, the longest I've ever taught something for, the same lesson plan, was 6 months, actually. And every week, every class, there was always something different that I was able to share with my participants, that I could educate them with, you know, or, you know, an interesting fact, right? Every single class, because if you truly look out at the people in your classes, they will tell you what they need. So, you know, I guess my question to you is, what can you do to challenge them? Not just on a physical sense, educating them, I don't know, about better squat technique or how to look after their backs better or how to get more from a particular exercise. How to, you know, the effects of long-term training on something, right? Whatever that might be, you know, it is an art. Coaching is an art. They don't know as much as you, and your participants are there for you. Okay, it's not just about the choreography, it's not just about the lesson plan. You know, trust yourself, believe in yourself enough to know that that's not the case. They come for you. All right. If they're there just for the choreography, they can always find another instructor as and when your skills to produce yet another enticing class dries up. So my question is, are you insecure in your own ability to engage a class that you have to, you know, you feel compelled to create new choreography all the time, or, you know, do a different mix each time if you're a Les Mills instructor, or pull out an old release? So as group exercise professionals, you know, let's remember that whilst variety is good, is also essential, so is consistency. And by finding a balance between the two, we can create an experience that keeps our participants engaged, fosters a sense of community, and helps them achieve their fitness goals. So that's all for today's mini-sode of For the Love of Group Fitness. So remember, consistency has its place in our classes, whether it's mastering form, building community, or supporting progress. So join me next time as we explore more topics related to our shared passion for group fitness. All right, in the meantime, stay curious, stay fit, stay strong.